This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Fellow chair shot aficionados, fans, whatever you want to call yourself. This is your good friend Patrick O'Dowd, and I am here with the lawyer himself, David Ungar, bringing you another edition of Hockey Talk here on the Chair Shot Radio Network, part of thechairshot.com, where we remind you to always use your head.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
And if you like us, make sure you like, subscribe, follow, all of the fun things you do on your various podcasting programs, systems, whatever the hell you want to call it. I'm 45 years old. I don't understand it anymore. I'm just here begging you to follow us. And if you love us, follow us at tees.com/thechairshot. In a chair shot shirt, we have all kinds of dope swag for you to choose from at the low, low price of $19.99, or spend more and get it. Soft style, your giblets will thank you. They do. Dave is here with me. I mentioned off the top, it is Kayfabe Tuesday, recording on a Sunday. Dave and I are empty nesters, bachelors. I don't know what you want to call it today. The wives are away this weekend. Dave, how is life with the wife away treating you, sir?
It's like kind of running a farm, you know, without her helping out with some of the animals. It's like, I need to put on some bib overalls, and which would be a bad look for me, but you know, somebody's got to do it. But yeah, I mean, she's not that far away. Not your wife is far, far away.
That's true. She is over on your coast right now.
That's
she
right.
is hanging out in the Napa area. I think she's in Napa itself. Like that's the goal. They're at the very least doing some touring and some tasting in the area, which was the goal. I had to figure out what it's like to be a dad, like the day-to-day chores of being a dad, like what time do I take my kid to school and when do I pick him up sort of responsibilities. Like, thank God the little O'Dowd is here to help. He was like, this is what you need to do.
Dad, let me show you how it's done, Dad.
Well, it's been, okay, it's been a busy week for me from the last time we chatted because, you know, again, we record on Sundays. So going into Monday, I was very excited last week because I was heading to Boston to the TD Garden to catch my favorite band of all time with Adam Lambert. It's the third time I've seen them. First time I've been to the Garden ever, the Boston Garden, not Madison Square. And one, I learned a valuable lesson that I will take with me forever. Because if you've ever driven, have you ever driven to Boston? Have you ever been to Boston and driven around Boston?
Been to Boston once, but we only took like subways and stuff. So I'm not familiar with Boston at all.
Driving in Boston is a fucking nightmare, dude. Let me tell you, because it is, they don't have an actual, like, you don't have on your GPS. You'll be like driving along and be like, turn right here onto XYZ Street. That happens in Boston all the time, but there are like four right-hand turns to make to four different streets, and it's kind of like guess the branch. And if you get the wrong branch, God knows where you're going to end up. And that's what happened to me one time. Now, it was a little serendipitous on the one time I missed the get the wrong branch. It looped me around in such a way that I made a nice right-hand turn into the TD Garden parking garage where I had prepaid to park. So that was good. The funny part, though, was as myself and my friends are exiting the garage, which connects directly to TD Garden, I look to my left. There is a T station, basically the subway network, right into TD Garden. And so for future reference, I will just go to one of the T stations in the suburbs and just take the damn T all the way in to TD Garden because it was stupid. And I dropped $60 to park in the north parking garage and get a little lost in Boston. But I could have just driven to the outskirts, got a day pass for a third of the price, and just taking the T on into the garden. Like, that shows how little I head out to the eastern part of the state of Massachusetts.
How far is Boston from you?
It's like an hour and a half. It's not terrible.
So I doubt the subway goes out that far. You probably have to take
It does not go. It does not go all the way out. Like, I would have to take a train from Amherst to...
Yeah, like when my mom... When my mom was alive and she was in living in New Jersey and we would go into New York City, you know, New York had that Port Authority. So they really, and it's that network of subways, buses, trains, and all this stuff. And so you can get anywhere from Jersey into New York City, and DC just really had the Metro Rail, which was, you know, unless you're used to it, it gets, which line goes where? Where am I trying? What is this transfer station shit? So
Well, and when I have gone to New York, I've done something similar, like with my buddy Matt, or when I lived in Connecticut, you would go to Stamford. You would just go to Stamford, and then you would take the train into Stamford to hook up to the subway system and go in from there. So it was a great time. The concert itself was awesome. I've seen Queen and Adam Lambert now three times and will embrace every opportunity I can to see them when they tour stateside. Because they're my favorite band in the whole world. Brian May and Roger Taylor, the two surviving playing members, because John Deacon is still alive, but he no longer plays with the band. He lives a quiet life in England. And actually, people don't really know much about him since he left the band. But you just want to see those guys as many times as you can before you no longer have the chance to do so. Like, one of my big regrets with Neil Diamond is that Neil Diamond retired because of Parkinson's. And so I only ever got to see Neil Diamond once in concert, and once was great. Like, and I loved it every second of it. And it's funny because, you know, when I hear people talk about like fan experiences and like, you know, the Swiftie thing where like, you're so hyped and excited that you forget what you saw. I have never experienced that for anybody that I've had that level of excitement for. Like, I've always been amped to see Queen. Like, I cry every time they play Love of My Life, every time. It's beautiful the way they do it, and they incorporate Freddie Mercury, and it's awesome. And this was probably the best performance I've seen of the three of them, but I will never miss a chance, and I will never, you know, as I will fight Mrs. O'Dowd every time, be like, yo, one of them could die at any time. The regret I took out of this concert was that the $50 that I spent on alcohol purchase probably could have just gone, and for the record, that was two beers and a bottle of water. That's what I spent for two beers and a bottle of water at TD Garden. Some of that was tip, but still, good Christ. I should have just bought a damn tour shirt for $50 instead, but I didn't. I bought the alcohol. I got tons of pictures and video.
For $50, you better get the whole shaft, not just the tip. See what I did there?
Yeah, I see what you did there. You're always making it about sex, you little bird. But okay, anyway, That, we're not here to talk about my Queen concert, though. I can do that for the entire 35
This is like another musical chairs variation episode.
It is. It's a 15-minute musical chairs introduction. Well, a 10-minute musical chairs introduction. And poor Dave will probably hear this a second time when we roll over into Recording Bandwagon Nerds, because it's what we do. But we are here. It's hockey talk time. We're about a week's worth of games. Team's got about 5 to 6 games under the belt. I sent you a link. I don't know if you had a chance to open it up, but I figured for the second half of the show, we can have a little fun with CBS does a weekly power rankings, and a lot of websites do, but their weekly power rankings this week, and I appreciate it because they say it right out the gate, is let's wildly overreact to the first five, the first week of the season and highlight some things. And so I figured that'd be a fun way to wrap the show. I wanted to kick off the show, though, with my condolences, because as we sit here and record this on Saturday, the Caps lose again on the television. And so, sad for you. My Blues won. That was exciting. I didn't get to see either of them on television. But what I did get to see was the most exciting hockey game I've seen all week since the season started. And that was the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Tampa Bay Lightning game that went to overtime on Saturday, where the Lightning blew a 3-1 lead to lose 4-3 in overtime to the Toronto Maple Leafs, as Austin Matthews continues to do Austin Matthews things to start off the season. Do you have a chance to catch any games, Dave? And if you did, what did you get a chance to catch? See, how you feeling?
I did catch the Caps and Flames because, with that Disney bundle, you get ESPN Plus. And so it's kind of,
right.
So I did tune in.
Someday I'm going to switch to that.
I tuned into the Caps and Flames game because, it looked like, early on I was like, oh, they're down 2-0. This is going to be another rout. And they actually came back and won that one in a shootout. And so I watched that. And then, but like you're saying, the Caps have got some major problems. They're dead last in the East right now. Power rankings wise, they're down damn near the bottom. So I got to see that. I got to catch some of Chicago and Vegas last night and saw, of course, what Bedard did, and which was cool. It still didn't matter and that sort of thing. But
he's got no one else around him.
I did see some of, but Connor's on, Bedard's on everything. And so they had I got to see some of the Blackhawks Avalanche game, and that I think was a real wake up call for this kid and a learning, a lesson in humility, because the Avalanche didn't give him a shot and beat the shit out of this kid. I saw two big guys who just dwarfed him, just slam him into the boards. And it's like, welcome to the league, kid, sort of thing. So I got to see some of it. Most of it was just, I think because Chicago's just on all the time all of a sudden. So,
and they're going to be all in all.
They
the
are.
Time.
And I did get to see probably the two best teams in the league right now. The Kings are on quite a bit. The Ducks, not so much, but I saw a little bit this week. Yeah.
By the way, that Leafs Tampa Bay game, Nikita Kucherov, 2 goals and an assist. Just a complete collapse. Just what a collapse from the Lightning. They're in trouble. Like, they're 2-2-2, but I don't
think to the overreaction part of the show now.
Well, I'm not, we'll talk about that overreaction, but is Johansson enough at goal?
No, they need,
and that's the thing.
Yeah. They need Vasilevsky.
He's gone for 2 months.
Yeah. Without him, their goal has to be, let's just stay in the hunt till he gets back, and then we can right the ship and get in the playoff. And if they, once you get in the playoffs in the NHL, as we all know, even if they get in as an 8 seed, would you want to face him? Nope.
No, it's true. You talked about seeing the two best teams in the league. Vegas just picked up where they left off.
Well, they're the first defending Stanley Cup champion to start 6-0. That's
like, it's obscene.
You think about the history of the NHL and how long that history is. The Vegas Golden Knights just made history, and Colorado's basically saying to, Colorado and Vegas, like, hold my beer every week, because Colorado's right. Undefeated as well. That is a collision course waiting to happen. I cannot wait to see the first Colorado Vegas game, because something's got to give.
Well, and it's funny you mentioned this. Now I want to look at, I'm jumping into the schedule to look at like who they've played. So Seattle's come crashing back down to earth, by the way. Like, whatever magic. And again, this is early, so you can call it overreaction. But Seattle at 1-4, they suddenly look like an expansion team again. Like, what's that all about? But yeah, let's, like, if you look at this, they've beaten Seattle, San Jose, Anaheim, Dallas in a shootout, Winnipeg, and Chicago. What's their toughest game? Dallas?
Yeah.
That was a win in a shootout for overtime.
They're beating who they should be. Absolutely. I mean, bottom
feeders. They've got the Flyers on Tuesday on ESPN. That's a late game, by the way. That's a late game. That's at 11 o'clock. But again, they're home. They're home against the Flyers. So I'm looking to see when the Kings. It's going to be the Kings on the 28th. That's going to be their first.
The Flyers are one of my subjects of overreactions, I think. So I'm not worried about the Flyers. But the Kings, that might be fun. They always have a good little rivalry.
But you said you were looking for when they finally play each other, Colorado, and good Lord, when do they play them? This can't be right. The 10th of January? They got to play them before then, right?
Maybe not. Sometimes they...
No. November 4th. There it is. Okay.
I know one year, like, the Caps and the Lightning didn't play for, like, I don't know, like, the season was more than halfway done before they even met each other.
Well, and just, you're not alone in your anticipation, by the way, because tickets for that game starting at $95.
Is that, like, where are they playing? In Vegas or Colorado?
That is home. That's a home game in Vegas. The next, an even hotter ticket I just saw down here is actually at Seattle in January on New Year, but that's a New Year's Day game, and those tickets are going for $109. That's as much for the holiday than it is anything.
Can we talk about the other undefeated team in the NHL that you and I are just like, well, okay, maybe they haven't missed a beat, is our friends in your neck of the woods, the Boston Bruins.
Yeah, the Bruins. Fucking all right.
Just still unbeaten. You know, seemingly picking up right where they left off.
Yeah, I know. And then I got to listen to it. And I hate it. Good for them, I guess.
Yeah, good for them. Oh, yeah. Like, whenever people start saying it's like what people used to say about the Caps. Look at how great they are. It's like, yeah, wait till we get to the playoffs. It'll be like Randy Quaid. They'll blow it in the playoffs.
Maybe they do. Maybe they don't. It's, again, you know, they're playing Anaheim tonight as we record this game. You know, I'm sure the Bruins aren't particularly worried about it, though it is on the road. But, you know, again, they played four games, too. They're only 4-0. It's a little less impressive than talking about Vegas. But, you know, again, you look at who they played, you know, Nashville's no slouch, and they beat the Kings. Like, they're beating teams that they should beat and beating competitive. I mean, they beat Los Angeles in LA. They beat San Jose in San Jose. Those are impressive wins. Brad Marchand is off to a really good start. Pastrnak. And off to a good start.
They need that with Bergeron gone.
Right, they have to. And they got younger. Like, I can't stress. Did they get terribly younger? No, but they got younger. They, you know, they're less slow. And so the concern that we talked about going into the season was going to be, where will the offensive production come from? And, you know, you look at this, Van Riemsdyk has been a big part of their scoring. Marchand, like I said, having off to a great start. You're seeing the same names over and over and over again. And that's all you can ask for, right?
Let's talk about your Blues.
They're getting that production.
Let's talk about your Blues, though, man. They're looking all right so far. Nothing spectacular. Bennington looks great.
Well, I was going to save this for the overreactions piece, too. Jordan Bennington looks like old Jordan Bennington, at least to start. Like, Jordan Bennington didn't have a good season last. No other way around it. Because the offense certainly, outside of Saturday, hasn't been anything to really write home about. They've been good, and I'm happy, but it's really been about Jordan Bennington doing that stand on his head thing that he did to win the cup in 2019.
And the Blues are gonna need that. I mean, to be competitive.
Well, yeah, you got to have strong goal play. Yeah, goal play. I still don't. I got to see more of it. I got to see more than a week of play before I'm like, that's it. We did it, Tess.
We're repeating.
We're here.
We're repeating. Yes. Let's go.
But we're not repeating.
Well, reclaiming. Recapturing?
You beat Pittsburgh. Like that's a good show.
Thank you, by the way. Thank you for
You're welcome. One last thing before we head into our break and then have fun with overreactions. How many more times and how many more telecasts do we have to endure before we will stop hearing about how Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, and Chris Letang are the longest tenured teammates in the history of sports?
Well, with Barry Melrose retiring out of necessity, we're probably going to hear about that for the rest of the season. So.
Every 5 seconds. Oh, there's that line. They've been together for 18 years and they haven't missed a step. Good.
And
it was a story opening week.
Right. We don't need who gives a shit at 5 games into the season when they're 2-3 and not exactly.
Right.
Everybody's like, oh, Pittsburgh's back. Yeah, I guess we'll talk about it.
Pittsburgh will make the playoffs if they keep playing like this. Sure.
Will they?
But are they back? I don't know if they're back. They're not Lemieux and.
Auger. No, that's not. No, they're not. No. They're not the 2016, 2017 teams.
Lemieux
either.
And Auger. Like, yeah, we're not Lemieux and Auger. We're not.
We're not even
Crosby.
Crosby and Malkin from the last team that repeated champions. No, they're not them. Even with Carlson, they're not them. Even with Dumoulin or whoever the hell they have on the some guy who victimizes the Caps all the time, whose name is escaping me. It'll come to me in a minute.
It's exhausting. That's what it is.
Gensel. So. That's the
Gensel. Yeah, there you go. Any other feelings about these guys before I go to commercial break?
About the Penguins, many, but I won't talk about them here. So,
I had to comment on this because
Ryan Reeves, who formerly played for the Vegas Golden Knights. Has a deep-seated hatred for the Washington Capitals because of Tom Wilson and their history with each other. He made the comment that that the Caps have the worst jerseys in the league because of the lowercase lettering. And I'm like, the Caps have one of the cleanest jerseys in the league. Yeah, it's not the greatest thing in the world. But it was Russian Machine Never Breaks, who I'm like one of their top-rated fans. So I made the comment, it's like, the day I start taking fashion advice from Ryan Reeves is the day I simultaneously become a Cowboys and Penguins fan on the same day. And I just had to share that with you because I'm like, the fuck does Ryan Reeves know about anything other than how to beat up people? But I dislike the guy, just as you can tell.
Every hockey team needs that guy on their squad, though. You know that. Right.
I would love him on the team. I'll put it that way.
Very, very fair. It's one of those guys, if he's on your team, you're like, what? He's awesome. But the second he's not on your team, night. All right, we're going to take our first commercial break, our only commercial break. When we come back, we will jump into these power rankings as given to us by CBSSports.com. Have some fun with some overreactions. You are listening to Hockey Talk here on the Chairshot Radio Network, a part of the Chairshot.com.
When you need to work quickly and confidently across different apps and platforms, consistent quality communication is key. Whether you're writing documents, emails, or presentations, you need Grammarly. It's an AI writing partner that helps you get your work done faster with better writing. It's always there to help because it works where you work across 500,000 apps and websites so you can get more done no matter where you're writing. Grammarly is the gold standard of responsible AI, trusted by millions of professionals for 15 years. It gives you personalized writing suggestions based on your audience, goals, and context. Plus, tone suggestions to help you navigate even the most difficult work conversations. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly, easier said, done.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Hockey Talk here on the Chairshot Radio Network, part of thechairshot.com, prowrestlingtees.com/chairshot, for all of your Chairshot swag. Dave, all right, let's get into this.
Let me ask you this. Am I missing, like, the actual overreaction? I just have the power rankings. Is there...
It's in the power rankings. The first line of each power ranking is the overreaction to the team. So, for example, for number one, the overreaction for the sometimes it's not a big thing, but like this one is the Colorado Avalanche. Alexander Grigoriev will win the Vezina Trophy.
I got it. You just have to expand.
Like,
it.
Then there's like a slash, and then it gets into like the actual stuff.
Yeah, you just have to expand. Click on it. I got you. Okay.
Right. Yeah, I've got multiple screens open here looking at it. But here's my thing. I love power rankings as a fun little exercise to look at week in and week out. And looking at the CBS power rankings, that's who we're going with, everyone. Every website worth its salt that is a sports website has a power ranking system. ESPN has one, CBS, Fox Sports, all of them. If there is a Bleacher Report, like, they all do it. So with that in mind, I shared this with Dave and just wanted to have a little fun talking about, one, some of the power rankings that are listed on here. The thing that I also love about CBS's power rankings is they show who are the biggest movers on the list. So you can, if you look at CBSSports.com, the Detroit Red Wings jumped up 10 spots, which, we have held off so far in our biggest surprises, but that is a bit of a surprise that Detroit. They've been that on the cusp team.
Yeah.
Is this the year where they're no longer on the cusp?
Dave's
saying yes.
I think they're 4-1. The kids have been around for a while. This is a team that was flirting with being there last year and kind of just ran out of gas. I think they at least get to the playoffs this year. I would think they're a team to watch out for. I don't think this start is a mirage. I think they might be the real deal. Cup contenders, but
right. But yeah, so you go through, you look at these numbers. We can take umbrage with where teams are placed. That's always fun. But the other thing that is fun is that they chose this edition to do like 1 week overreactions. Some of them aren't really ridiculous. Like, honestly, the Toronto Maple Leafs one is one of my favorite. Austin Matthews will score 100 goals is the is the overreaction, because he had two hat tricks.
That's
an overreaction to be funny, right? Like, that's to have some fun. But some of these are kind of fun to look at and talk about a little bit. And
they predict the Golden Knights to go defeated.
Right. But here's the thing.
That's an interesting one.
Let me say this though. I do take a little bit of you described it in the first segment of the show, right? That the Avalanche does a thing, and then Vegas says, hold my beer. And then Vegas does a thing, and Colorado says, hold my beer. That there's some one-upsmanship going on back and forth there. I feel like the defending Stanley Cup champs opening the season at 6-0 should be number one on a power ranking.
Absolutely.
Like, period. And so even within its own power rankings, where CBS has the Avalanche listed at number one, that's a clickbait thing to get Vegas fans to lose their mind over, like, whoever wrote this. Let's see, who's the name that's attached to it? Austin Nivison. Like, he knows what he's doing by putting the Avalanche at number one and Vegas number two. Like, that's to get that, that get that fan base going.
Either that or, like you were saying, it when you compare, I mean, I could see the argument when you compare, like you were talking about, you look at Vegas' schedule, who they feasted on. Yeah, you're 6-0, but you're beating the worst of the worst, and like Colorado's beating some better teams than you. So I could see where this guy could come back. I agree with you. It's to inflame some passions, but you could see where the guy could say, well, look at their strength of schedule early on. That's why they're number one. It's like, okay. But I do like this Jack Eichel winning the Hart Trophy. That's possible.
That's
very
not
possible.
Hard to believe at all. Like that's what's funny about some of these overreactions is, are they overreactions? Like, I don't know that I would call it an overreaction. I would call it a reaction. And Eichel's off to a great start.
Yeah,
like, he was all everything in the playoffs last year.
He was the reason they won the cup. I mean, Boston right. won't miss a beat without Patrice Bergeron. Why is that an overreaction? It sure looks like that.
Yeah, that's what's actually happening right now. Is that it appears that, you know, Pastrnak and Marchand are being the locker room leaders, and I think they include Charlie McAvoy as well. Like that doesn't sound ridiculous. Some of them, okay. So just to get to what you brought up that I wanted to repeat. They have, for the St. Louis Blues, they have Jordan Binnington is back. I'm not ready to say he's off to a good start.
Right. That's an overreaction. It's just too soon to tell. And I think when you look at, he certainly shows promise of being back, but how do you declare that right now? That seems,
because it's an overreaction. That's the goal. Like, the goal is
to
overreact.
I'll tell you one thing that's not an overreaction is what they put about the Washington Capitals. The veteran
right,
core.
Where are they ranked? Where are they ranked?
They're ranked 29th. And the overreaction is the veteran core is cooked. That is not an overreaction. That is, they are spot on. These guys are done. I mean, I'm looking at early in the season, and I'm looking at
this
them.
This is the Dave I love. Oh, this is the Dave. The overreaction Dave is my favorite Dave.
Now they're are wrong when they're talking about how these guys don't have a point. They don't have goals. Ovechkin's got quite a few points. Watching the Caps though, their defense is bad. I mean, when you get beat by Ottawa 6-1, and the highlight of the game is at the end where Tom Wilson gets in a fight. The defense is bad. The goaltending, to steal your stuff from a few episodes ago, bandwagon nerds talking about mid. The goaltending is mid as fuck for the Washington Capitals right now. Charlie Lindgren, we wanted him to stay healthy. He's hurt already. So, yeah, Ovi's not shooting the puck. I mean, you look at what Bedard's doing, and it's like, wow, that's what Ovechkin used to do. And Ovi's not getting, he got like one shot on goal last night. So, no goals through the first four games. Yeah, maybe it's too soon to say they're just flat out cooked, and maybe they're going to get something going. But, yeah, man, they need to get the young guys into that, into those games more, because the vets are about out of gas, man.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Here, let me look at the Flyers, because everybody overreacts about them early in the year.
Well, while you do that, let's. I will say this: we talked about Tampa Bay in the first part of the show. The overreaction here is the Bolts will miss the playoffs. Goaltending's an issue, and rightfully so, right? Like, Vasilevsky's out. Goaltending's an issue.
Really?
Is it going to be so much of an issue where they're in a deep asshole that they can't get out of 2 months into?
It depends on what the rest of the conference does. I really think, you know, if the conference is all stacked or bunched in the middle and everybody's just kind of like treading water, so to speak, nobody's breaking away. You know, you're looking at the elite teams in the East, and you look at like Rangers, Devils, Bruins, obviously, Red Wings could be a surprise. Islanders could be a surprise. I think it's an overreaction, because I just don't see the East as being nearly as strong as the West this year. And I think the West is by far and away the better conference, has the much better teams. I see the East being really log jammed in the middle. And as long as Tampa's somewhere there, by the time Vasilevsky gets back, they're going to be fine. You know, you're looking at, I would say Tampa Bay right now, like a 6 seed or something would be where I think they're going to end up. I don't see them missing the playoffs. I just don't see the East being strong enough for there to be such a gulf between the number 8 team and Tampa Bay at the end of the year that they can't make that up at some point along the way. I mean, Colorado, same way last year when they were hurt, they were treading water, they got healthy, and they caught fire. And I see Tampa's just really, goaltending's a big deal, but, you know, do they make a trade for somebody, you know, to get some help somewhere in there? I don't know. I don't know, but I don't see Tampa. I mean, Tampa's got an aging core as well, like Boston, like Pittsburgh, sure, like Washington. I don't think they're at the same point like the Caps are at right now, but it's going to catch up eventually. But yeah, when you're talking about all we're missing is Vasilevsky, you know, the goaltending steals a few games that they might not otherwise win. They've got plenty of talent on offense and defense. They're going to win more than they lose. So yeah, I think that's an overreaction.
Okay. I got one more that I want to talk about, but I'll go to you first. Do you have any more out of this list that you want to highlight before I talk about this last one?
Go ahead. I'm gonna peruse a little bit more. I got to look at one in particular.
During our show before the show, our kind of our half-assed preview show when we did the combination thing, I said on this podcast the Ottawa Senators were a team to watch. They have started the season 3-2, and this overreaction I don't think is an overreaction. The Sens are a very real problem. I think that's true. I don't think that's an overreaction at all. I think Ottawa is going to surprise some people. I think they are dangerous, dangerous, dangerous team and are going to be fun to keep tabs on all season. I'm sticking by my assessment from the...
Yeah, see, that's going back to Tampa Bay. What I said earlier, do some teams you're not expecting make such a leap forward that it creates this problem for Tampa to get caught up, you know, or they bunch them. Ottawa's one of them. Detroit clearly is going to be a problem, I think, for some teams that may not be, you know, Detroit was sneaking up on people. I thought Buffalo was. They're off to a crappy start. We'll see. The Penguins, overreaction. Evgeny Malkin has won another round against Father Time. Bullshit. You know, he's 37 years old. This is absolutely overreaction. You're 5 games in the season. Yeah, he's off to a great start. Sid's off to a great start. They're beating, you know, they're scoring goals on teams like Washington and Chicago. They're going to make anybody look good right now. You know, and Malkin, I wish him nothing but the best, but he has been injury prone the last few years. You know, he missed, what, half the season last year? So I think 5 games in to say, yeah, he's turned back the clock. Sid's turned back the clock more than Malkin has, in my opinion. So I say that's an overreaction. But I like, yeah, what you're saying. The Senators are a real problem in the East. Absolutely. What are the Red Wings? Oh,
they're down there a little ways.
Yeah, they're right. 12. They're right
below.
Well,
they're 12.
Yeah. Best addition of the offseason, Alex DeBrincat. Meh. I mean, yeah, that was a very shrewd pickup for them. So
awesome. We just K'd that. We just K.
Yeah, it's a K reaction if ever there was one. But yeah, I mean, yeah,
absolutely.
It's, yeah, it's easy to get. You know, I know Flyers fans. What is the Flyers?
They're way down there. They're like,
okay,
in the,
yeah,
24,
they're 27.
Sean
Couturier is still a number one center. I don't see that as an overreaction.
No, it gets harder the further down you go. Like,
yeah, Couturier missed the entire season last year. You know, like, and that's the thing. The Caps got Max Pacioretty in the offseason, who's still, and he was injured. So he's not even ready to play it. They desperately need him to give them any sort of offensive punch, but I don't. You know, Couturier, yeah, you missed all last season, but to say he's still a number one center, everybody gets to, the Flyers always get off to good starts. And people say, this is the year. No, it's not. Just stop.
So, well, and hope always springs eternal. Those fans in Philly got other things to worry about. They got a World Series coming up because they're finishing off the Diamondbacks in Philadelphia next Monday.
Yeah, they got to figure out how to beat the Astros this time, so.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be a fun series, though. Don't pitch to Jose Altuve. That's how you start. Don't pitch to Altuve. By the way, since we're on the airwaves and recording, told you not to overreact. Mr. Texas is going to go all the way to the World Series. Here we are.
I'm going to, if this...
Looking grim.
This series reminds me of like the 2019 World Series where the road team wins every game. Houston's got to watch it, man. If they drop game 6, they're... That could be a problem.
Well, all bets are off when you get to a game 7,
right.
But I think it'll be a fun game 6, and we'll have to wait and see how that all plays out. But I think it's going to be Philly, and I think it's going to be Houston, and it's going to be a lot of home runs because those teams mash the ball. All right.
It makes me sick about the Phillies before we cut out of here. It's all former fucking Nationals. It makes me want to puke. Anyway.
Well, you'll get over it. It's okay. All right, folks, that's going to do it for this week's edition of Hockey Talk. We will be back next week to talk more about the season at large, all the big news, trades, action, move up, move down, you know, overreactions, all that will be there. Before we get out of here, Dave, tell everybody where to find you on the socials and the Chair Shot Radio Network.
And I love getting random calls from Duluth, Minnesota. Like, I don't even know anybody in Minnesota. It's Brock. Brock's calling me. You can find me on the platform formerly known as Twitter, now known as X. We don't know if Elon's charging us or if it's just the poor people in the Philippines, but we will see what happens. But it is at @AttitudeAgg. That is at @AttitudeAgg. Facebook.com/AttitudeOfAggression. And Threads. And Threads is all at Attitude. Sorry.
No worries. You can follow me on all of the socials at Wrestling Realist. That is at WrestlingRealist. That's right. X, Twitter, Threads, Instagram, all of those wonderful things. Probably going to go to Discord at some point, some other platforms again, once Elon starts charging us. You can catch me every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday on the Chair Shot Radio Network. Mondays talking nerdy stuff with Dave and a host of others. Tuesdays, hockey and music for Hockey Talk /Musical Chairs. And Wednesdays, talking wrestling with Greg DeMarco on the Greg DeMarco Show. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We will catch you next week. This has been Hockey Talk on the Chair Shot Radio Network, a part of thechairshot.com.
When you need to work quickly and confidently, you need Grammarly. It's a trusted AI writing partner that helps you get work done faster with better writing. And it works where you work, across 500,000 apps and websites. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Get AI writing support that works where you work. Sign up and download for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly, easier said, done.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.